This is Help Wanted, the show that makes your work work for you. I'm Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
And I'm money expert Nicole Lappin. On Tuesdays, Jason and I answer the helpline and help callers solve their work problems.
And on Thursdays, I give you one way to improve your work and build a career or company you love.
And it starts now.
You know what's the absolute worst? It's when you're stuck at small talk. You know, maybe you're having a conversation with someone, or you're interviewing someone for a job or whatever, or you're running a meeting, and you wish that this person you were talking to would just open up, to get personal, go deep, but everything they say feels surface level and bland and safe, and therefore, that's where the conversation is stalled, at safe. Today, I'm going to show you what's going wrong and how you can do better. This is where real relationships begin and where the most powerful insights are shared. And I have seen this myself because I've interviewed thousands of people in my career, including some of the most famous people in the world. And I use the same technique every time. It is also how I navigated dating and what I do as a manager and how I drive conversation today with anyone I want to know better. All the same exact technique. And here's a hint. It is not just about the questions that you ask. It is about what you do after asking the question. And to show you what I mean, let's start with a story about The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But really, it's the story behind a story that, you know, if you have been listening to Help Wanted for a little bit, you've already heard that one. But you didn't hear how it started. So, okay, back in February, we posted an episode of this podcast called Why You Should Reply to Almost Every Message You Get. And inside that episode, I told a story about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which was, you can go back and listen to the whole thing, but here's a super quick recap of it. Earlier in his career, Dwayne was having dinner with his business partner, Danny Garcia, and two fans came over and asked for his autograph, and he was a jerk to them. He wasn't in the mood that night. But then he and Danny reflected on that moment and imagined the situation from the fans' point of view, and they gained a new perspective. We have the opportunity to make people feel good, Dwayne told me, and that's a powerful thing to have. And that insight changed the way that he thought about his relationship with fans and turned him into truly the nicest guy in the industry. It was a great story, and it's one that I think about a lot. But now, consider this. As far as I know, Dwayne and Danny had never told that story publicly before. I didn't find it anywhere. It's a little raw and vulnerable, and that's two things people don't often volunteer. So I can imagine why it hadn't come out before. So why did they tell it to me? Here's why. Okay, picture this. Dwayne, Danny, and I are sitting around a table, and we're talking about work and how to find purpose in it. I'm interviewing them for Entrepreneur Magazine. And they had shared some interesting thoughts with me so far. This is maybe 20 minutes or so into the interview, but I wanted something more specific. I wanted to see their ideas in action, and I wanted to see how some of their thoughts about interactions with fans and the purpose of their work had really started, had gained traction in their minds. So I thought to myself, I need to get them to tell me a story about something going wrong and how they fixed it. But, you know, you can't just say that. You can't just say, can you tell me a story about something that went wrong? People, they're not going to react to that. So instead, I said this.
Do you remember a learning moment?
That's from the audio of the interview that we did together. That's just the three of us sitting down at that table. And I'm just going to play for you what I said next. You'll hear Dwayne and Danny kind of commenting and affirming throughout, but it's really just me talking and telling them a story about a time in which something went wrong for me.
Do you remember a learning moment in this? Because I mean, I can think back on my own career. I try to approach it very similarly. I mean, you know, like everything that you're describing, I feel like I've thought about for my own self at like my own scale. Mm-hmm. And but I have plenty. I can think back to these moments where I was in a. I'll give you this so small, but it's like the kind of thing that just like makes you cringe, right? Mm-hmm. Which is that I was speaking at an event, and. My book was for sale, and this guy came up to me afterwards, and he He had bought my book and he had a copy of his book. He had written some, it was like some self-published,
here it comes.
Some self-published book, right? Yeah. And he says, he's like, I'll make you a deal. I'll read your book if you read my book. And the words that popped out of my mouth were, I'll try, because honestly, I'm really busy. I don't think I'm going to read your book. But as soon as I said it, I was like, I am an asshole, right? Like that was, I mean, like, you know, like I represented something to him. Like he just sat and watched me and then he bought this thing. And like the thing that I said to him is, I'll try. Like I should have said something else. But then I like beat myself up over that. But then I learned from it, because you're like, okay, well, you know what? Next time, just don't do that. Like next time, just be more generous. Like default to generous.
Yes.
I wonder if you can think of moments like that as you've learned.
I have a moment of mine.
And then they told me that story that I summarized for you just a few minutes ago, that story that I went into more depth in a previous episode, that story that I started the profile of them that I wrote in Entrepreneur Magazine with. It's a powerful story. It's a great insight into how they think and how Dwayne evolved into the kind of incredible professional that he is. And this is the key to opening people up. In my decades of interviewing people, it is the single greatest tool that I have ever found. And you just heard it in action, but let me tell you what it is. Ask a personal question, then volunteer your own answer. It works in every other part of life too, both personally and professionally. If you want someone to share a great story, tell them a great story. If you want them to be introspective, become introspective first. Lead with what you share, not just with what you ask. You go first. Then make sure that you are very interested in and engaging with the answer that you want them to share afterwards. It isn't about you just talking. It's about you talking to create the space for them to follow. And I think that this works for three reasons. So I'm going to list them out. Number one, you are setting the terms of engagement. When someone talks with you, especially for the first time, they have all sorts of questions. You know, they're wondering things like, what does this person want? And what are this person's boundaries? And you cannot just say to them, hey, tell me anything. I have no boundaries, because that's weird and alarming. Nobody wants to hear that. But when you ask a question and then share your answer, you're modeling what a good answer looks like. Now, to be clear, nobody wants gratuitous TMI, but when your intentions are clear and your goals are shared, people are happy to follow your lead. So that's number one. Number two, you show that you understand. Consider this. I told Dwayne and Danny a story about me being a jerk and how it taught me something important about graciousness. And in turn, they told me their version of that exact same story. This is not by accident. When I told them my story, I was showing them how I think. It's as if I said, I understand, Dwayne and Danny, I understand stories about being mean and becoming better, and I see this as a positive thing. And once they understood that I understood, they felt comfortable giving me this information, knowing that it wouldn't be misunderstood. Because nobody wants to be misunderstood, and understanding can never be assumed. So when I told my story, I created a safe passage for theirs. And you might think, well, okay, but what's the point of just getting someone to parrot back their own version of something that you just said? The answer is because it's the starting point. What comes after that is now more open conversation. You've both shared something more intimate. You found some common ground. And from there, you can go anywhere. All right. And then here's the third reason it works. It's because you're giving them time to think. I mean, imagine that a stranger walks up to you and says, tell me something crazy that happened to you. What's going to spring to your mind? My guess, nothing. Nothing will spring to your mind. Why? Because our brains don't work like a file retrieval system. Our brains work by association. You remember one thing because it's related to another. That's why storytelling is so powerful. When you volunteer something that happened to you, you help people remember and then share what happened to them. And also, you know, this is just the kind thing to do. The way that I see it, there are two kinds of interactions with people. You are either exchanging or you are building. When you call a customer service line, you are exchanging. You give them information, they give you information. Nothing unique or new was created. Basically, two robots could have had the same conversation. And maybe in the future, two robots will. Right now, it's usually a human and a robot. Anyway, but when you're on a date or meeting with a friend or running a meeting or helping a colleague or interviewing The Rock for a national magazine, you are building. Which is to say that something new will come from this, whether it's an idea, a plan, a relationship, an article, a podcast, multiple podcasts, and it will be uniquely built by the people involved. You don't build by telling someone what to do. You build by showing them. You build by laying down a foundation yourself so that someone else can add a layer on top. That's why you go first. That's how you both keep going. Okay, that was an essay that I first wrote for my newsletter, and now I want to share with you a really interesting response that I got from a reader. He wrote, hey, I love your newsletter. This week's version really resonated. I've definitely learned over the past year how much more likely other people are to open up about themselves if you open up first. One thing it made me think about is how often my dad does this, offering a story about himself first, and how infuriating I normally find it. He asks me a question about myself or something that has happened to me, but before I even have a chance to fully respond, he's launching into a story about something similar that happened to him, usually for the 300th time. Why is it that your advice seems so spot on and relatable, and yet my dad seemingly following the same advice frustrates and upsets me so much? Can you see a distinction that I might be missing, or is it just because he's my dad? All right, so that's what that person wrote me, and here is what I responded with to this person. I wrote, hey, thanks for this thoughtful note. The answer is, it's all about purposefulness and listening. If you ask a question and then talk about yourself, you might as well have not asked a question at all. But when you ask someone a question, share something personal as an example, and then reiterate your question and genuinely listen to their response, you are centering them in your thoughts. Now, I could be wrong, but it sounds like your dad isn't showing you that he's listening. If he's telling a story that you've already heard, then he isn't giving you anything new. And if he isn't getting to the point and then turning the conversation over to you, that should hopefully give you one level deeper of how to think about implementing this thing that I just said. You know, it's not just about asking a question. It's not just about asking a question and giving your answer. It's about asking a question, giving your answer, and then reiterating the question, and then really handing the microphone over to someone else so that they can tell you something as memorable and personal as I heard from The Rock. And by the way, if you want to get the newsletter in your inbox, I read them here on Help Wanted, you can get them early in your inbox and also respond to me directly, then all you have to do is go to onethingbetter.email. That is the newsletter address. It's just plug it on into a browser, onethingbetter.email. Comes out every Tuesday, and then I read them here on Help Wanted a few weeks later. Help Wanted is a production of Money News Network. Help Wanted is hosted by me, Jason Pfeiffer.
And me, Nicole Lappin. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoy. If you want some help, email our helpline at helpwanted@moneynewsnetwork.com for the chance to have some of your questions answered on the show. And follow us on Instagram @moneynews and TikTok @moneynewsnetwork for exclusive content and to see our beautiful faces. Maybe a little dance?
Oh, I didn't sign up for that.
All right, well, talk to you soon.